Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. Today is number 22, and we'll be reading chapters 35 and 36 today. Let's begin. Genesis chapter 35. Then God said to Jacob, "Go up at once to Bethel and live there. Make an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you fled from your brother Esau." So Jacob told his household and all who were with him, "Get rid of the foreign gods you have among you. Purify yourselves and change your clothes. Let us go up at once to Bethel. Then I will make an altar there to God, who responded to me in my time of distress and has been with me wherever I went." So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods that were in their possession and the rings that were in their ears. Jacob buried them under the oak near Shechem, and they started on their journey. The surrounding cities were afraid of God, and they did not pursue the sons of Jacob. Jacob and all those who were with him arrived at Luz, that is, Bethel, in the land of Canaan. He built an altar there and named the place El Bethel, because there God had revealed himself to him when he was fleeing from his brother. Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died and was buried under the oak below Bethel. Thus it was named Oak of Weeping. God appeared to Jacob again after he returned from Paddan Aram and blessed him. God said to him, "Your name is Jacob, but your name will no longer be called Jacob. Israel will be your name." So God named him Israel. Then God said to him, "I am the sovereign God. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation, even a company of nations, will descend from you. Kings will be among your descendants. The land I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I will give to you. To your descendants I will also give this land." Then God went up from the place where he spoke with him. So Jacob set up a sacred stone pillar in the place where God spoke to him. He poured out a drink offering on it, and then he poured oil on it. Jacob named the place where God spoke with him Bethel. They traveled on from Bethel, and when Ephrath was still some distance away, Rachel went into labor. And her labor was hard. When her labor was at its hardest, the midwife said to her, "Don't be afraid, for you are having another son." With her dying breath, she named him Ben-Oni, but his father named him Benjamin instead. So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is, Bethlehem. Jacob set up a marker over her grave. It is the marker of Rachel's grave to this day. Then Israel traveled on and pitched his tent beyond Migdal-Eder. While Israel was living in that land, Reuben had sexual relations with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard about it. Jacob had 12 sons. The sons of Leah were Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, as well as Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel were Joseph and Benjamin. The sons of Bilhah, Rachel's servant, were Dan and Naphtali. The sons of Zilpah, Leah's servant, were Gad and Asher. These were the sons of Jacob, who were born to him in Paddan Aram. So Jacob came back to his father Isaac in Mamre, to Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac had stayed. Isaac lived to be 180 years old. Then Isaac breathed his last and joined his ancestors. He died an old man who had lived a full life. His sons Esau and Jacob buried him. Genesis chapter 36. What follows is the account of Esau, also known as Edom. Esau took his wives from the Canaanites, Ada, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, and Oholibamah, the daughter of Anah, and granddaughter of Zibeon the Hivite, in addition to Basemath, the daughter of Ishmael, and sister of Nebaioth. Ela bore Eliphaz to Esau, Basemath bore Reuel, and Oholibamah bore Jeush, Jalem, and Korah. These were the sons of Esau who were born to him in the land of Canaan. Esau took his wives, his sons, his daughters, all the people in his household, his livestock, his animals, and all his possessions, which he had acquired in the land of Canaan, and went to a land some distance away from Jacob, his brother, because they had too many possessions to be able to stay together, and the land where they had settled was not able to support them because of their livestock. So Esau, also known as Edom, lived in the hill country of Seir. This is the account of Esau, the father of the Edomites, in the hill country of Seir. These were the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Esau's wife, Ada and Reuel, the son of Esau's wife, Basemath. The sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, and Kenaz. Timnah, a concubine of Esau's son Eliphaz, bore Amalek to Eliphaz. These were the sons of Esau's wife Ada. These were the sons of Reuel, Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. These were the sons of Esau's wife Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah and granddaughter of Zibeon. She bore Jeush, Jalem, and Korah to Esau. These were the chiefs among the descendants of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, Esau's firstborn, Chief Teman, Chief Omar, Chief Zepho, Chief Kenaz, Chief Korah, Chief Gatam, Chief Amalek. These were the chiefs descended from Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Ada. These were the sons of Esau's son Reuel, Chief Nahath, Chief Zerah, Chief Shammah, Chief Mizah. These were the chiefs descended from Reuel in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Esau's wife Basemath. These were the sons of Esau's wife Aholibamah, Chief Jeush, Chief Jalem, Chief Korah. These were the chiefs descended from Esau's wife Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah. These were the sons of Esau, also known as Edom, and these were their chiefs. These were the sons of Seir the Horite, who were living in the land: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishon, Ezer, Dishan. These were the chiefs of the Horites, the descendants of Seir in the land of Edom. The sons of Lotan were Horai and Homam. Lotan's sister was Timnah. These were the sons of Shobal: Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. These were the sons of Zibeon: Heiah and Anah, who discovered the hot springs in the wilderness as he pastured the donkeys of his father Zibeon. These were the children of Anah: Dishon and Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah. These were the sons of Dishon: Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, Keran. These were the sons of Ezer: Bilhan, Zavan, and Akon. These were the sons of Dishan: Uz and Aaron. These were the chiefs of the Horites: Chief Lotan, Chief Shobal, Chief Zibeon, Chief Anah, Chief Dishon, Chief Ezer, Chief Dishan. These were the chiefs of the Horites according to their chief lists in the land of Seir. These were the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king ruled over the Israelites. Bela the son of Beor reigned in Edom. The name of his city was Dinhabah. When Bela died, Joab the sons of Zerah from Bozrah reigned in his place. When Jobab died, Husham from the land of Temanites reigned in his place. When Husham died, Hadad the son of Bedad, who defeated the Midianites in the land of Moab, reigned in his place. The name of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Samla from Masrekah reigned in his place. When Samla died, Shaul from Rehoboth by the river reigned in his place. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan the son of Achbor reigned in his place. When Baal-Hanan the son of Achbor died, Hadad reigned in his place. The name of his city was Pau. His wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. These were the names of the chiefs of Esau, according to their families, according to their places, by their names: Chief Timnah, Chief Alva, Chief Jetheth, Chief Aholibamah, Chief Elah, Chief Pinon, Chief Kenaz, Chief Teman, Chief Mibzar, Chief Magdiel, Chief Iram. These were the chiefs of Edom according to their settlements in the land they possessed. This was Esau, the father of the Edomites. Well, I just can't understand why we don't use some of those names today. How about you? I have to say I had to take a running start at several of those names as I was recording. Tomorrow we'll be reading Genesis chapters 37 through 39. I look forward to seeing you then. My name is Steve Webb. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.